Putin and Trump's envoy set for key Ukraine talks in Moscow. Appeals court disqualifies ex-Trump lawyer Alina Haba as New Jersey prosecutor. Honduras presidential candidates locked in technical tie, official says. Mangione in court as lawyers seek to rule out notebook, gun, and other key evidence. Hong Kong leader orders investigation into deadly fire that killed 151. Shock in Cameroon as 74-year-old opposition firebrand dies in detention. Death toll in Indonesia floods passes 500 with hundreds more missing. WW1 toxic compound sprayed on Georgian protesters. BBC evidence suggests drug lord El Chapo's son pleads guilty in U.S. drug trafficking case. Dozens missing as deadly landslide hits two boats in Peru. Pastor and new bride abducted in latest Nigeria attacks. Trump releases fraudster executive days into prison sentence. South African radio DJ among five charged over Russia recruitment plot. MP Tulip Siddiq says Bangladesh jail term is unfair. More than 120,000 home cameras hacked for sexploitation. Footage. Japanese One Piece singer stopped mid-show after China-Japan feud. Husband and wife accused of using spy cam and earpieces to win almost 600 pounds at Australian casino. Benjamin Netanyahu seeks pardon from Israel's president. Dignitas founder dies by assisted suicide, aged 92. Group says Hong Kong fire death toll rises to 146 as thousands pay respects. Ukraine hits tankers in Black Sea in escalation against Russia. Three children among four killed in shooting at children's birthday party in California. Venezuela condemns Trump airspace closure warning. More than 70,000 killed in Gaza since Israel offensive began. Hamas-run health ministry says French farm has €90,000 worth of snails stolen. The Wiggles issue statement. After appearing in ecstasy music video, Pope Leo visits Istanbul's Blue Mosque. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Devastating toxic spill seen as test of whether African countries will stand up to China. Is the U.S. preparing for war with Venezuela? I saw them driving over injured people. The terrifying escape from war in Sudan. How Pope Leo transformed from quiet man to vocal peace messenger on first foreign trip. Why 2026 will be a year like no other for India's sun mission. Greek sheep and goat cull raises fears of feta cheese shortage. Nigerian villagers too scared to speak after hundreds of schoolchildren kidnapped. Drinking is a way of life in Ireland. Can a warning label change that? Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Climate protesters in kayaks disrupt operations at Australian port. Watch moment huge fireball destroys Sydney waste facility. Watch Pope struggles to remove cloth covering plaque. Video shows speed fire spreads in Hong Kong tower block. Scores killed as floods sweep several Asian nations. Watch dawn aerial footage reveals scale of Hong Kong apartment blaze. Watch how the shooting of two National Guard members unfolded. Witkoff and Kushner to meet Putin in Moscow to discuss an end to the Ukraine war. Oil prices hold gains as traders weigh supply risks, Fed easing bets. Trump rejected Maduro requests on call, options narrow for Venezuela leader, sources say. Peru landslide sinks boats in Amazon region river, killing 12. U.S. says it will use G20 presidency to focus on economic growth. Exclusive. Amber Energy plans to hold on to Citgo refineries after takeover. VTB CEO says Russian firms are eyeing Global South for expansion. Gunvor managers buyout CEO Tornqvist as company seeks definitive reset. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.01%. Exclusive. Apple to resist India order to preload state-run app as political outcry builds. Warner Bros. Discovery receives mostly cash offer from Netflix. Source says, is Europe's €19 billion November buyback surge signaling a strong 2026? Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.26%. European steel sector eyes 2026 recovery as import curbs, pricing gains take hold.